Yes, sir. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you haven't been out to the beach yet, shame on you. We live in the most beautiful place in the world, and we're right near in Pensacola to Pensacola Beach. Guess who I have in the studio today? One of our heroes locally. We have a whole crew of folks that every year keep us safe. That's our Pensacola Beach lifeguards. I've got the deputy chief here with us. AJ, or Alex Johnson, is here. So excited to have you in the studio, Alex, to help us talk about how we can be safe.
Absolutely. Thank you, Meg. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's so great to see you. So you guys have had a busy summer. I can tell already from the news and the heat and everything else. So I wanted to give this time to you today to talk about what's important right now for the lifeguards. Maybe first of all, just tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been a lifeguard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us. We're happy to get the word out on beach safety. So we appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, I love having you
here. Yeah. So I've been on Pensacola Beach as a lifeguard since 2008.
Oh, my
Started
goodness.
As a seasonal lifeguard when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And absolutely loved it, and was lucky enough to turn it into a full-time career in 2013.
Good for you.
So coming up on 20 years, and I've seen a lot of change on the beach.
I can imagine.
Time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are we safer today?
I hope so. I hope so. We've worked really hard to make it that way. We're also much busier.
I know.
For those of us who've been in Pensacola area for, over 10, 15, 20 years, the amount of people on the beach, on a weekday.
Oh, yeah.
It's vastly different than it was even 10 years ago.
Well, it was a little disconcerting when I saw just the other day, we had 28,000 cars coming through.
Yeah,
you figure there's two or three people in each car.
Yeah.
How many of them are going to get in the water that day?
Every sunny weekend, we break the record.
I know. So it's really something.
It's nonstop.
Okay. So I know you've probably seen it all. And I told a couple people you were coming. Their first question was, well, how many rescues do they do every day? So that's
every
probably
day,
the first lifeguard question, right?
Yeah, and we appreciate the curiosity. It on a daily basis, it really depends.
Right.
It could be anywhere from zero to dozens.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what Mother Nature gives us.
Ah.
Right. So if it's a sunny, especially if it's a weekend or if it's a holiday, if it's sunny and we have surf, the surf is really the key point there. If we have surf, we're going to have rescues,
right?
Because when water's coming in, water's got to go back out. And that's where we get those rip currents, which we can talk more about.
Yeah, absolutely. The rip currents, so many of us that live here are very familiar with.
Yeah.
We might have somebody driving down today that's going to be joining the weekend. What can you tell us about that and being safe with the rip tides? And we have that flag warning system.
Yeah. The vast majority of open water rescues, at all the beaches or even like the Great Lakes in Michigan are due to rip currents, right? And it's just the equilibrium. The water coming in has to find a way to get back out to the deeper water. So the same amount of water that you see coming in on the waves is the same volume of water that has to rush back out. And it's going to find that channel to do that. It's going to find the weakest point in between sandbars or, spots where because the shoreline is not completely the same as you go.
Right. It varies.
Up and down the beach. It varies. And it'll find deeper spots in the sandbar and it'll start to flow out there. And as it flows out there, it'll pull more sand with it, especially here in our area. Our sand is so beautiful. It's why people come from around the world to see it. But it's a double-edged sword because it's so soft, it shifts very easily.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who have traveled and been to maybe the East Coast beaches, some other beaches in the world, there's lots of variance in sand quality. It can be, if you go to Jacksonville, you can ride your bike on the sand, no problem.
Yeah, I've been to New York, like Jones Beach. It's a totally different quality. It's harder.
Not so easy to ride your beach cruiser on the sand at Pensacola Beach.
Right.
And that's why part of the reason why it's so beautiful, but it shifts very easily. And when the water starts flowing back out, it takes that sand with it and carves those channels, and that's one of the reasons why we get, a very high quantity of rip currents all up and down the beach anytime that we have surf.
And you can kind of see them. It's interesting. You can see the flow of the rip currents.
You can, and it's definitely a skill. It's definitely a skill. The more time you have watching the water, the more you can spot them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets tricky, right? Because we can put out all the education we want to out-of-town visitors on how to spot a rip current, but it really takes practice and experience. And that's why our number one safety tip, and this is the number one safety tip of the United States Life Saving Association, so all, you know, lifeguards across the nation, is to swim near a lifeguard.
Yes.
Because we've already identified where the rip currents are. We can come up to the tower, we can walk down to you, I tell all my lifeguards, go make contact with everybody on those days when they're surf. You know, every family walking down is an opportunity for us to go and educate. And that's the first word of our mission, educate.
Education.
So you know, we already know where the sandbars are, where the rip currents are, and we've taken that work out for you. So, you know, swim near a lifeguard, and the data backs it up. So,
right.
You know, the USLA, the United States Life Saving Association, has done a study and collected all the data, and, you know, the chances of drowning at a USLA lifeguarded beach is, you know, it's greater than 1 in 18 million, or less than 1 in 18 million chance.
Well, I believe it, and I've certainly been witness to some of the rescues. I think the thing that people get in trouble is they don't really know how to swim well, and they think, well, I'm just going to wade. But even if you wade out there, I've actually been out there. I'm a good swimmer, and I've been out there where I've suddenly got that undertow. We'll pull you out, even if you're only maybe thigh high with the water.
Water is very powerful.
So that's the
problem.
I mean,
you know, those of us who live here and have been through storm surge and hurricane, you know, people who aren't in hurricane-prone areas, they often think, well, why don't they just build stronger houses? It's not the wind.
You know.
It's the water.
Storm surge.
Right? Imagine trying to, you know, imagine a gallon jug, you know, of milk, right? Or a gallon jug of water, right? And imagine throwing that to your friend and then telling them to catch it. And imagine how many thousands of gallons are in every single wave.
Wow, yeah.
Right? That's a lot of force. You know, you or especially your children or your elderly parents or whoever it is, you know, being able, you know, having the mindset you're just not going to go very far, and then not expecting a wave to knock you off your feet and pull you into deeper water is a risky choice.
Well, I know this may sound like it's common sense, but when you've got little kids and elderly folks in the water, keep your eyes on them all the time, right? Because it can happen. My understanding, things happen so quickly.
They do.
That's what always surprised me.
And it's tough. People come to the beach and they're in vacation mindset, right? If they treat it like a pool or a water park, and they think, well, now I'm at the beach. You know, I made it through the dangerous traffic, and now I'm on the sand. Everything's great.
That's right. And it looks so tranquil because the water here is so crystal clear and blue, and you think, oh, it's great. Yeah. Got to be careful.
But that's why we're there. You know, I think you could give us an unlimited budget and unlimited resources, and, you know, we still couldn't touch everybody and educate them well enough because it just takes time and experience to realize what Mother Nature can do to you out there.
No question about it. But we do have fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that your folks are well-trained. You have the auditions every year, the tryouts for it. Is that coming up now, or are y'all done with the team for this year?
We'll have our next ones in December.
In December, okay.
So, you know, in December, we start hiring, and then January and February, we start training, and then we're on the beaches starting March 1st.
So what's included in your training?
Yeah, it's a whole entire training academy. So
That's what I thought.
You know, it's 48 plus hours of open water lifeguard training and 48 plus hours of emergency medical responder training. So when they hit the beaches, they hit the towers, they've been through the academy, they've got the basics, now it's time to learn on the job.
Well, speaking of the towers, can you tell us where the safe places are to swim with lifeguards on Pensacola Beach in the Sound and the Bay?
Yeah, so our primary location is going to be on Casino Beach.
Right.
Right, that's where we've got our building. That's where we've got, you know, four of our towers are there during our in-season. And that's where we've got the most public parking, and it's our busiest beach. So that's where you're always going to find a lifeguard presence on Casino Beach. Even in our off-season, in November, December, January, we don't have the towers on the beach, but we always have at least one patrol truck posted on Casino
Beach. What are the hours that the guys and gals are there?
Yeah, during daylight saving time, so the majority of the year, we're there from 10 to 6. And then during standard time in the winter, they're there 9 to 5.
Okay, so definitely want to be swimming in the daylight, not at night.
Right, so that's our main location, and then, you know, as we get further into the year, into spring and summer, we expand our locations. So during the spring and the weekends, we're also at Park West, Park East, Quietwater Beach, and then as we get into Memorial Day and summer, then we're at all those locations every single day, and we also add on the Gulf Islands beaches, so Opal, Langdon, and Johnson, and Perdido Key Beach Access too.
Wow,
so we're at 11 different lifeguard tower locations, and then we also operate patrols in between those locations on Pensacola Beach.
Okay, we're talking to AJ. He's one of our Pensacola Beach lifeguards. He is the deputy chief out there. If you've got a question for him, please text it in to our Pep Talk text line at 850-437-1620. We're going to come back and talk about some more safety tips for you so you can have a wonderful, safe summer and enjoy everything about our beautiful Pensacola Beach right here on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm so happy to have AJ here with us. He's a Pensacola Beach lifeguard. He's the deputy chief there. I met him when I was out at the visitor center on Pensacola Beach for a few years there. And I got to tell you, these guys are so dedicated and do just an amazing job. They're out there every day keeping us safe. So we wanted to talk about a couple of things. Of course, most of our listeners are familiar with the Escambia County flag warning system. And so you know when it's red flag, double flag, don't get in the water.
Yeah.
Please. Real simple. Red means stop. Don't get in the water.
Yeah.
So we have that system. But I wanted to share with the listeners, too, there are ways to find out daily what the flags are saying, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. We try to, you know, educate and get the word out as best we can. So we've got a number of methods. We've got a website, PensacolaBeachLifeguards.com. We update that website every day by 10 a.m. with the current day's flag colors and the projected flag color for the next day. We have a text alert. You can text PB flags to 888-777, and every single morning by 10 a.m. you'll get a text with what the flag
conditions
are for
that day.
That's
what I have on my phone. Yeah, I love that.
And if we update the flag during the day, we'll send out an update text with that update. We've got QR codes posted on every single one of our signs that are at all the walkovers and parking lots, and mm-hmm. that links to our website. So mm-hmm. if you forgot to check before you went, you know, you can check as you go over the walkover. Again, we encourage you to always swim near a lifeguard. So, you know, please swim at the lifeguarded area, and at those lifeguarded areas, we'll have the flags posted on the towers and at the end of the pier and places like that.
It makes sense because it's color-coded, so you really can't go. Like I said, green means go, red means stop. There's a couple in between. You want to clarify the yellow flag and the purple flag.
Yeah, so, I mean, the flag system is designed to be a risk advisor,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I don't know each individual person's swimming ability that comes to the beach.
Right.
So whether, you know, people ask me, does that mean it's safe for me to go in? Well, I mean, if you can't swim, then no, it's not safe for you to go in.
No.
So we never use the word safe. Green,
gotcha.
Green does not mean safe. Green means that there's generally calm surf and currents.
Okay.
Conditions can always change. Generally calm surf and currents can still be deadly if you're a weak swimmer or maybe you have medical conditions.
That's true.
Yellow flag means moderate surf and currents. Red means, you know, high surf and currents, rough surf and currents. And you're advised not to go in,
mm-hmm.
right? And the double red flag, we actually actively work to keep everyone out of the water, right?
That
we close
makes
the
sense.
Water. And that's, you know, some of our busiest days is those double red flag days. We're keeping people out of the water,
mm-hmm.
right? And that can be tough. You know, I understand, you know, we had a lot of those in June. People come for their beach vacation. They're from Michigan, and they
right.
paid thousands of dollars to stay at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a 17-year-old telling them they can't go in the water.
Oh, gosh.
And that can be upsetting, but it's way more upsetting to go home with a tragedy.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. And then the purple one.
The purple one. Don't forget
the
purple
favorite.
One. It means stinging marine life,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not about the sharks.
Nope.
It's typically when we have high volumes of jellyfish or Portuguese man-o-war in the water.
And that happens every once in a while.
It does.
Year,
so. And it's where they live. There's always marine life in the water, right? So just because there's one jellyfish or one shark doesn't mean we're going to put the purple flag up because they're always there.
Right.
But if there's a large volume and if it gets to the point where you essentially can't go in the water without getting stung,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to put the purple flag up.
Well, I'm so glad that you could come in, AJ. He is one of our Pensacola Beach lifeguards. He's been there almost 20 years now. Has a lot of experience. So if you have a question about your beach safety, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. This is the busy season now.
Yeah.
We just got through that 4th of July weekend, and now we're coming up next week on the Blues, the Red,
Absolutely.
White, Blues air show. And clearly, anybody that's ever been knows how crowded the beaches are. Tell us a little bit about how we can stay safe and give us some tips on how to survive the crowds and be safe during the air show.
Absolutely. Be prepared. Understand what you're committing to.
Mm-hmm.
You come onto that island.
You're on
that
island.
Friday or that Saturday or even that Thursday of the show. You are on the island, and you can expect to be there for a very long time.
Right.
In the heat, in the sun, right? So just be mindful and be prepared for that. Have plenty of fluids, water, sports drinks,
mm-hmm.
right? Alcohol is not going to hydrate you.
No.
Right? Have
it's
plenty
tempting.
Of
it's tempting,
sunscreen.
But
have a plan for shade, right? Have a plan for what's going to happen when you can't find your family members, you know, meet-up point or contact ways, things like that.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And you know what? We have... You know, on the Friday and Saturday of the show at our public safety building next to the pier on Pensacola Beach.
It's right there. You can't miss it.
We do have a lifeguard tent that we put up in front of the building, and that's our lost kids tent. So anybody that goes missing in the Casino Beach area, we bring to that tent right in front of the public safety building. So that's a great, you know, just if you're listening to this and you're planning to come out on Friday or Saturday, make
mm-hmm.
that your reunification spot.
You also have the visitor center there, which is right underneath the beach ball.
And they're setting up a cool-in area there.
There's just cool air conditioning.
They're passing out free water.
Yep.
So, yeah, just be prepared, you know, and understand what you're committing to. You're committing to hours in the sun, you know, and then hours in the car as you try to leave the island afterwards, too.
Oh, yeah. So. It's a long day, and you definitely need to stay hydrated. That's the big key.
And that was our number one thing last year, was the heat injuries. Mm-hmm. Between us and EMS, we treated almost 100 heat patients.
Wow. Well, it's deceptive. You think you're going to be okay, but you get out there, and you're there from 9 in the morning until 6 in the evening.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a long day. And a lot of folks do come out with, they've got tents.
Right.
Tarps, things like that, which you really need, the shade.
It's, you know, it's a fantastic time, and it's for the lifeguards, it's our favorite days of the year.
Is it your favorite?
It's a lot of work, but, we all get to, it's all hands on deck, and everyone's there, and we're, we've got a great mission. And
you're not bored.
We're not bored. We got the air show, but it's busy, and, just come prepared and enjoy yourself, but, bring water, bring sunscreen, bring shade, And if you're elderly or have medical conditions or young children, then maybe watch from the hotel room.
And I would suggest, too, to pay attention to the lifeguards, because there are times that you're not supposed to be in the water, correct?
Right, and the show is even an hour longer this year. They've added an hour onto the Civilian Act, so it's going to start, around 10:45 in the morning.
Okay.
And then the blues don't finish until almost 3 p.m. So there is a water break in between, but, that's a long 5-plus-hour stretch where... Mm-hmm. For the most part of that time, you're not going to be allowed in the water, so just be mindful.
Something to remember. Okay, we're talking with AJ, one of our Pensacola Beach lifeguards. I would also say one of our Pensacola Beach daily heroes.
Oh, that's all the team. That's, 10 years ago when I was a lifeguard 15 years ago, then I was happy to try to be the hero, but now I get to be the kind of the proud dad watching the team do it for me.
I love it. The team leader.
But, one other note on blues that I always want to mention is, please, no drones. No drones or kites.
Thank you. That's very, very important. Yep. We'll be back with AJ in just a minute. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm here with AJ, who is one of our Pensacola Beach lifeguards, the deputy chief. Just a couple minutes left, AJ. Anything you want to touch on about being safe on Pensacola Beach this summer season?
Yeah, we appreciate the time. I mean, like I said earlier, for those of you who may not have been listening at the time, the number one safety tip for any beach visit, wherever you go, whether it's here or California or East Coast, is to swim near a lifeguard.
Yes.
Right? Because we're going to be able to tell you where the dangers are, where the currents are, and keep you and your family safe.
Well, you can't miss them. You got the big white chairs on the beach. They're easy to spot right there by the piers. To me, Casino Beach is probably one of the safest areas, right?
Well, we have the majority of our lifeguard presence is on Casino Beach because that's where the majority of our visitation is. Mm-hmm. But we are spread out and on the rest of the island as well. But Casino Beach is where you can go and know that you're going to have multiple lifeguards watching over you and your kids from multiple different angles. There's plenty of other safety tips as well. Please, be careful about digging holes.
Yes.
Right? We get sand collapses that, kids have died, teenagers have died, and sand collapses on regional beaches.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google it, you can find stories. Our sand's very soft. So.
And we are a home of the turtles. And
protect the people who drive on the beach. It's hard to see those holes.
Right, right. But what about swimming at night? What are your thoughts about that?
I'd advise against it.
There you go. I had a feeling, but I just wanted to.
The lifeguards are only there during the daylight hours, and it's it's easy to get disoriented at night, and we definitely advise against it.
Be smart. Some of these things seem like common sense, but it's going to be hot on the beach, so bring lots of water, sunscreen, all those things. You hear it all the time, and you go, yeah, whatever. But seriously.
Yeah. if I told you in an hour, you need to be prepared to go hike on a mountain with bears and snakes and, temperature changes. You'd probably start packing a backpack, thinking about what you need, right? And you got to take the same mindset of Mother Nature with the beach. It's, you're on an environment where, you don't know what the surf and waves are going to do. And
that's it.
Swim near a lifeguard.
All right. What's that website again so we can keep up with the flag system?
PensacolaBeachLifeguards.com.
AJ, thank you so much for coming in. We'd have to have you back. There's so many questions I have. We'll get
to some more
rescue stories in the future.
Appreciate you.
Okay. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg, your host. I'm here every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Remember, as you go through your day to day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find the time to love right now. Have a great day.